Hey, you know, seen a place along the sea would be a...
I haven't seen the sea. But, you know, outside of marshlands and Lake Pontchartrain.
If you had land a bit swampy and you wanted to put it in cultivation, what would you do to the water to get to the land to get the water off?
You'd, can't think of the word. You pump the water out some kind of way.
You
get it out
and
then you
get
it. You're grading the land?
Mm-hmm.
Grading the land? No, that wasn't that.
Yeah. What would you dig? What did you dig for to get the land? What'd you call that thing you dug to get the...
A ditch. Yeah.
Okay. Have they done a lot of that around New Orleans?
Yeah, they do that in the east, New Orleans east, going out towards Slidell. All that was about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, swamp land. And they just drained the water out. And then started filling it in, putting filling in it, and then put piles down in order to fill.
Okay. A kind of a shallow arm of the sea, a little tidal stream, that would be called a what? You ever see a place where a narrow place that would flow in and out with the tide?
No.
Along the beach?
No, we don't have any, just a narrow cave like a...
Or kind of a little narrow place where water would go in with a tide and come back out when the tide was going out?
No. We don't have any of those places here. Everything is open beach land. You know, it's just sandy beach. If you have anything, you have no type caves or groves around it. You know, it's just open.
Okay. Deep, narrow valley. Cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field. So it would be about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across.
A stream? Sunset?
Okay. Anything bigger than a stream?
A lake.
Okay. What would you call just a little thing to be a what?
Probably a water, a little bit
okay.
Of water.
A stream, would that flow fast or?
Not very, very fast, per se.
Okay. Other names for a little bit of water flowing along, or?
Ripples on that action of the water.
You ever have a branch or anything like that? Okay. Say there had been a heavy rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
The rain had cut out a channel across the road. You call that place a... You know what a coop is? You ever have a coop?
Outside of Pigeon, no. Pigeon poop, that would be a place for a pigeon. So.
Oh, okay.
And a car.
Okay. What I was talking about was in the woods. There might be a low place down there, you know, and it would have, it had been cut out by water.
Like a gully or something.
A gully? Okay. What was a gully? How big was that?
Not very big. Maybe about 5, 6 feet across.
What would you call it? Have you ever driven down a road, you know, just a little dirt road or something like that? What would you call a place in a dirt road that had been cut out by a rain? Just a little place, you know, across the road.
Mm-hmm.
You go over it and make a hellacious bump and you drove it with your car. The water would make a...
Splash, mud puddle, probably.
Going all the way across the road, you know, that'd be...
I don't know. Really.
Now, a little small rise in the land.
A lump.
Something higher than that would be
a hill, a mountain.
A what?
A hill.
Okay. And when you hold on to a door, you open it with the what?